SBS Radio.
I moved in Sydney way back 2007. I'm an OFW.
I believe it all started in 1973 when the white Australian policy was lifted. So Filipinos found a opportunity to go to Australia to find greener pasture here.
It's very different to how it's kind of portrayed in the media, particularly because news cycles, you know, they'll only really concentrate on the newsworthy stories, i.e. crime, usually, or achievements, so you don't really get the nuance of what it's like to live here.
We cannot say that we really forget what we have in the Philippines. We grew up there as much as possible. We always want to be in the Philippines every now and then to have a feel of our way of life there. It's hard here to live in Australia for the reason that you don't know anything, you don't have the people, your support group. But living in Blacktown helps a lot because number one, you can feel if you miss, you become homesick, you miss the way your mom is cooking your food. You can easily go to the Filipino shop and buy the delicacies, the food. You can see all items from simple soap, simple lollies, and simple snack pack that you have. You can see it in Asian store and you remember your life when you were a kid in the Philippines.
We want to help some Filipinos, to help them that really, because they're really busy here, because they're always working and they don't got time to cook their food when they get home. So what I said, I put a business in inside, so we can help them. They can just get the food here and then they can just easily to go home and eat.
Due to the rise of Filipino migrants, it did make Blacktown the second Philippines. We definitely still keep our culture and heritage alive.
Another thing that is good in Australia is a land of opportunity. You have been given a fair go in all aspects, whether it's work-related, in experience-related, in studies, you will be given opportunity here, which is better for young generation.
With all my films that kind of do look at the Filipino experience, they are usually about migrant stories. They're kind of about the experience of living in Western Sydney. I don't know, it's a vibrant kind of area full of life and like full of a lot of people doing a lot of things, which unfortunately often doesn't get reported.
So I encourage them to come and visit. They see the Filipino community, they like it, they feel at home. It's like being in one of the subdivision in the Philippines, so they also decided to move and transfer here.
They always tell that the food in the town cafe, it's really good, and then they tell to the other people to come to the town cafe and buy their food down here. It reminds them about all the Filipino cuisine. It's the same what they did in the Philippines.
Every kind of perspective we have on Filipino culture within Australia is kind of adding to this collective idea of what Filipino culture is. I think there are a lot of issues that are inherent to being Filipino and Australian that a lot of Filipinos maybe overseas won't really understand.
Despite the all the good opportunities that Australia can offer, or other foreign countries or other developed countries can offer to Filipinos, there's you will always miss home.
Our business, helping the community, in return the community, we help them.
But even though I can say that I'm Australian citizen and my whole family lives here in Blacktown and we might get older in this house, we still love Philippines. It's our country of birth and all our relatives are there. We even applied for dual citizenship because at the end of the day, Philippines is our country as well.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.